Sunday is taken from the Epistle of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brethren, having this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, though he was by nature God, did not consider being equal to God a thing to be clung to, but emptied himself, taking the nature of a slave and being made like unto men. And appearing in the form of man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even to death on the cross. Therefore God also has exalted him, and has bestowed upon him the name that is above every name, so that in the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is in the glory of God the Father. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the blessing of the palms, that part of the ceremony, from the blessing of the palms. From St. Matthew, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. At that time, when Jesus drew near to Jerusalem, and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, then he sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find there an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them to me. And if anyone say anything to you, you shall say that the Lord has need of them. And immediately he will send them. Now all this was done, that what was spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled. Tell the daughter of Zion, because the king comes to thee, meek and seated upon an ass, and upon a colt, a foal of a beast of burden. So the disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. And they brought the ass and the colt, laid their cloaks on them, and made him sit thereon. And most of the crowd spread their cloaks upon the road, while others were cutting branches from the trees and strewing them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and those that followed kept crying out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Thus for this day's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, I promise not to keep you long, but I just refer you, please read the points of the bulletin very carefully. In the coming days this week, Friday and Saturday, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday, it is understandable that for many of you, it will be quite impossible for you to come to any part of anything, that the little that we do even here in this church. Now that's when the home chapels come in to help you. Please try, those of you who cannot come here for any part, for example, the vigil of Holy Thursday night, all night long in the church here, we will keep vigil, you cannot come, then we ask that you try to spend an appropriate amount of time in your own little chapels in private meditation and prayer. The same thing on Friday, if you can't come to the Station of the Cross in 3 hours on Friday, that you spend a certain amount of time on Friday and give it to our Lord. On Saturday, the same thing. And I wish to tell you ahead of time that we here, the sisters and the fathers, brothers and myself, wish you a blessed Easter coming up. But in the meantime, we must pray. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Ghost, Amen. During these days, we will certainly be inclined to meditate almost exclusively on the Passion of our Lord. And this is as it should be, up to a point. But I'm afraid that when we so do it, that we look upon this, the story of the passion of our Lord and his dying, is almost like reenacting in our own minds a story of some other form, an opera or whatever. We've got to go deeper than that, much deeper. It is not so much a matter that we meditate upon what he has given to us. The serious matter is, what have we given to him? In past weeks, we have spoken somewhat about hypocrisy. Not that I'm in any way emphasizing that we are all a bunch of hypocrites. Not at all, my beloved people, and you know it. But I do wish to speak on this just a moment, because I wish to refer you to three incidents in Scripture, in the New Testament. Three incidents which took place in the life of our Lord. Remember our Lord, on one of his occasions when he was pretty much upset with those around him, and he cried out to the Pharisees and the scribes, "You hypocrites, why did sepulchres, beautiful on the outside and inside full of dead men's bones?" That was one incident. Another incident, when the woman was caught in adultery and she was dragged out and they were about to stone her to death, our blessed Lord got on his knees and started writing in the dust. And one by one, the ones who were going to throw the stones dropped their stones and left. That's the second incident. And the third incident, two men went up to the temple to pray. One a scribe, a Pharisee, and the other a publican. We know that story only too well. I want you, next Friday, we will talk about these again, not this morning. But I want you to take these three incidents and synthesize them and see the kernel that exists in all three of them into one kernel. Synthesize them. Meditate upon them, my beloved people, because today, as our Lord was coming into Jerusalem on the donkey, he penetrated to the hearts of man. And this is what we have to do. If we want tranquility of soul, we have to go inside and check things out. I will not be judged according to my looks, according to my features, my wealth, my power, my glory, my ability. I will not be judged on that. I will be judged entirely on the amount of love that I carry with me in my heart at the moment of death. And that is that. May God bless you, my beloved people. Please kneel as I give you the blessing before we come to Easter.